At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to week 4 of the NFL. That's right, FTLC picks. Weeks 1 through 2, I went 20-12. Not bad. Let's see if we can keep up this winning percentage. I think I went 12-4 week 1 and then 8-8 week 2. We'll see how I do with week 3. But for Thursday Night Football, September 25th, Seattle at Arizona, I'm taking the Cardinals. Listen, give the ball to Marvin Harrison, please. Give him the ball. Trey McBride has been playing great as well. That team is so talented. I guarantee you if Marvin Harrison scores a touchdown, Cardinals will win. Now, for the Sunday slate, we have the Vikings at Steelers. Listen, Carson Wentz is now the starter. He's in there for J.J. McCarthy as he is out. Listen, the Steelers should have won that game last week. They gave all the momentum to the Seahawks. I'm taking the Steelers. I think they'll bounce back. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers, he's going to come into his own. And just like you saw week 1, 4 touchdowns, let's give him 3 for week 4. Now we have the Commanders at Falcons. I'm taking the Commanders. That's right. I think Marcus Mariota will come into the game starting off hot. That's right. Marcus Mariota used to be a beast back in the day, for those that don't know. He was a beast in college. He was a Heisman winner. He knows what it takes to win, and he's filling in for Jaden Daniels. I mean, listen, that team is just solid. I'm taking the Commanders. And the Falcons have been playing good, too. Obviously, as a Saints fan, we don't like the Falcons, but the Falcons have been playing good. So I wouldn't be surprised if they also come out with a win in this one. But overall, I'm going with the Commanders. Next, we have the Saints at Bills. My poor Saints, the Bills are going to destroy them. Listen, I hope the Saints can do it. I really hope the Saints can win. I don't think that's the case. The Bills fans are just insane. And Josh Allen has been playing like the MVP again. I won't be surprised if he wins again, honestly. Next, we have the Browns at Lions. I'm taking the Lions. Jared Goff and St. Brown went crazy against the Bears. Dropped 52 points. I'm taking the Lions with ease. I'm sorry, Browns fans. Next, we have the Titans at Texans. I'm taking the Texans. I just think they're the overall more talented team. I think Tennessee will put up a fight. I mean, they've been putting up fights weeks 1 and 2. I think it'll be a close game. I'm taking the Texans, though. I think they're the better team overall. Next, we have the Panthers at Patriots. I'm taking the Patriots. Drake May balled out. 26 fantasy points against the Dolphins. Listen, Drake May, I think, is going to be a beast this year. I think he'll be up there in one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL by the end of the year. If I'm wrong, you can come to this video and tell me that I'm wrong. But listen, I think Drake May's a beast, and that team is talented. Listen, Keyshawn Booty, keep an eye out for him. He's been balling in fantasy. I wish I picked him up, honestly. Next, we have the Chargers at Giants. I'm taking the Chargers. You know what? Justin Herbert has been balling out. He's been playing like the MVP. That Giants team is really good. Russell Wilson, you know, week 2 dropped 450 yards, which was incredible. In a loss versus the Cowboys. But I'm taking the Chargers. They've been playing great. Honestly, they've been playing great. Next, we have the Eagles at Buccaneers. I'm taking the Eagles. You know, Hurts and A.J. Brown, they're going to find that connection again, and they'll be just fine. I promise you that. Next, we have the Colts at Rams. Listen, I'm taking the Rams on this one. Davante Adams, Puka, Matt Stafford. I mean, Matt Stafford is, I mean, he's old, but he's balling out. He's playing like a beast. You know what? Big props to Matthew Stafford. He's been in the league for so long. I think he was a first-round pick in 2009, but he is a beast. Next, we have the Jaguars at 49ers. I'm taking the Jags. I think Brock Purdy's still out, but I'm taking Trevor Lawrence. Listen, I still have faith in Trevor Lawrence. Hopefully, you do too. I mean, he was the number one pick for a reason, one of the highest-graded quarterbacks coming out of high school. I'm rooting for him. Same with Travis Hunter. I hope they both do well and can get a win at San Fran. Then we have the Ravens at KC. I'm taking the Ravens over the Chiefs. I think Derrick Henry will bounce back. Listen, I love Derrick Henry. Lamar Jackson has been balling out as well. I think that Ravens team is just solid. I mean, they played against the Bills, Browns, And then now week four coming into Kansas City, I think they'll get a win. Listen, the Chiefs are struggling. I think this is the downfall of the Chiefs this year. Then we have the Bears at Vegas. I'm taking the Raiders. Listen, Geno Smith had an off week. I love Geno. Geno is the comeback kid. Geno's the man. And Ashton Chinty, just give him the ball. What is Chip Kelly saying about load management? Just give him the ball. We saw what he did at Boise State. I mean, he was balling out. Next, we have Green Bay at Dallas for Sunday Night Football. That's right. I'm taking the Cowboys. Micah Parsons coming back home to Dallas. I have the Cowboys winning that one. I think they will play their hardest just to prove a point. And Dak's been playing good. I love Dak Prescott. CeeDee Lamb's been playing good. And you know what? Williams and Sanders. I didn't think they were going to be that good, but they've been playing really good this year. So that'll do it for our Sunday slate. So listen, I trust my picks on Sundays, and I trust Pins and Aces on the golf course. They're a Colorado golf brand making polos, head covers, and gloves that really stand out for your style and comfort. With my code, you'll get 21% off. That's the best discount they offer. And when you buy, I earn a commission, which helps support me and the show. So go check out pinsandaces.com today. Use my code for 21% off and upgrade your game. Also, speaking of gear that stands out, Eric Jobbitz designer hats combine sophisticated style with travel-ready function. Each hat offers UPF 50-plus protection, blending fashion with performance for any outdoor adventure. With my code, you'll get 20% off, including sale items, and I earn a commission when you buy, which helps support me and the show. Check out ericjavitz.com. That's ericjavitz.com, and elevate your look wherever you go. Make sure to use code LionsCove at checkout. LionsCove, Lions Cove at checkout. There we go. That'll do it. And now for our Monday night games, we have the Jets at Miami Dolphins, September 29th. I'm taking the Jets. Hopefully Justin Fields is back. Justin Fields is a beast. I hope that he's back healthy and he can get a win at Miami. Miami's been struggling. Obviously, I feel horrible for Tua. And I love Jaylen Waddle, but I think the Jets will be just fine in that one. And Cincinnati at Denver, I'm taking the Broncos. Without Joe Burrow, the Bengals just aren't that good, but I'm rooting for Jake Browning as well. But I'm taking the Broncos in that one. That'll do it for week four. Thank you all for the love and support. Make sure you use code LionsCove at pinsandaces.com and ericjavitz.com. That'll do it. Thanks for all the love and support, everyone. Hopefully you have a great day and enjoy watching football from wherever you are. All right, thanks for the support. Peace.